A gathering of creative outputs as a case study for transformational change. A poster by Eve Blessard, Jess Power and Davina Whitnall from the Learning and Teaching Enhancement Centre at the University of Salford. Abstract. Embark on a journey of cultural transformation at the University of Salford. Through innovative research methods and creative engagement, we explore how institutions can nurture evolving cultures. Discover diverse perspectives from four academic schools, measuring the profound impact on staff well-being, belonging and career development. Join us in fostering inclusive, collaborative and transparent cultures within higher education. Introduction. Our study delves into the transformative journey of the University of Salford, aiming to examine the evolution of institutional culture. We investigate how an institution can foster a new culture, exploring the facilitation of cultural transformation across our four diverse academic schools. Our objectives are to examine the processes that encourage cultural evolution within a higher education institution, to investigate variations in the culture transformation facilitation amongst our four distinct academic schools, and to measure the impact of this transformation on staff, by assessing the benefits such as enhanced well-being, a strengthened sense of belonging, value and career development opportunities. In this creative exploration of the project, we unravel the intricate threads of cultural change, aiming to guide similar institutions towards more inclusive, collaborative and transparent cultures. Methods. Our research has employed creative and participatory approaches, combining multiple data collection methods to enable a comprehensive understanding of cultural transformation. These included focus groups. We engaged staff from diverse academic schools, holding sessions that fostered open discussions to yield qualitative insights. A pulse survey. This was widely distributed to capture diverse perceptions, and a quantitative approach revealed trends related to cultural transformation. Creative outputs. We utilised methods such as visual storyboards, explainer videos, digital exhibitions, and reflective techniques to encourage open expression. And finally, we used thematic analysis. We applied this analysis to all the data, which enabled us to identify strengths, barriers, and key values, which ensured a holistic understanding of our cultural transformation. And here the poster has an image of our methodology storyboard, which takes you through the five phases of the report in a visual format. Key findings. A summary of the key findings were: our strength themes included inclusive solutions, the student experience and openness, which highlighted the significance of collaboration, student centricity and open communication. Some of our barrier themes were impact on staff and divisions, which revealed concerns about workload, external pressures and communication gaps. And finally, our creative engagement facilitated diverse perspectives and open dialogue amongst staff. Results and conclusion. We've grouped our results into four key areas. The first is that of inclusive solutions. We found that collaboration and open communication were vital for embedding our Enabling Student Success framework, and this helped us to foster inclusivity, fairness and transparency. The second is student experience, and we found that staff's commitment to improving student outcomes and embracing diversity really drove engagement in our Enabling Student Success framework. The third is around appreciation of pre-existing culture, and it was found that open, innovative and inclusive cultures positively impacted staff well-being and their responses to cultural change. The final one is using the Enabling Student Success framework as a common purpose, and being able to use this as a strategic single framework for student outcomes was seen as really valuable. It helped to streamline work and reduce workload. Our main conclusions were that inclusive, collaborative and transparent cultures are crucial for successful transformation. we develop 10 enablers that offer guidance for fostering inclusive cultures. We also found that ongoing cultural transformation requires the understanding of lived experiences and the pre-existing cultures. And creative approaches can enrich institutional culture and support ongoing inclusivity and excellence. The conclusion section ends with two diagrams. The first is a Venn diagram that represents the overlay between cultural and structural change, and the meeting of these two types of change were a real driver in the success of our Enabling Student Success framework. The second is an overlay diagram looking at the levels of belonging and the importance of connecting yourself to the wider institution. So this meant that you needed to be able to belong at an individual level and be clear about your role and your contribution, and then fit within your own team and department and understanding how we contribute together. And then the last level was being able to place yourself and your team within the wider institution and work as us. Our full project, and we'll share some of the links at the end of this audio, has a full list of references, but for brevity here, we've included some of the main ones, which include DIA 2018, Creating a Sticky Culture, How to Drive Lasting Behavioural Change, Spatial Chat, available at Spatial Chat Collaborative Online Workspace, and Whitnall 2020, HR Excellence in Research. If you would like to learn more about the project and see all of the outputs that made our interactive case study, please visit the Advance HE website. There is also a QR code on the poster that takes you to an explainer video that gives you a summary of our project's journey. If you need the link, this can also be viewed at https://sho.co/1 and then in capital letters OLZ. If you would like to get in touch, please email us at LTEC, that's LTEC, at salford.ac.uk, or give us a follow on the platform formerly known as Twitter at Salford LTEC, or visit the University of Salford website.